Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know what? Anyway. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know what? You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Please don't just spew the party line. And I mean that sincerely. Don't do that. You know, the party has their own agenda. We all know this already, right? But you have to be, I don't want to say smarter than them, because I don't mean it that way. Right? You've got to understand where your principles lie and what you're willing to fight for. Because I did a speaking tour in the Republican Party, which was short-lived for the reason you're going to hear in a minute here. But what ends up happening is you join these parties. I don't care, Dem Party, Green Party, Purple Party, Republican Party, because you have principles. Principles that fit a certain way. Right? So, when the party leaves your principles, when the party stops doing what you want them to do, going down the road you want them to go down, it's time for you to bring them back in. It's time for you to let them know it's not acceptable. We won't do that anymore. I don't know what we're afraid of, but we don't do that anymore. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I started to tell you before I ran out of time, but I got to meet these guys a few years ago. And I got to meet them at CPAC, and I saw this group of black guys, large group of black guys, going back and forth. And it was at a time when we were told that all blacks hated Trump, right? I mean, they weren't interested at all. And, boy, I'm getting confused here, but it's okay. Not with what I'm saying, but my screens are popping like crazy. So, but I'm saying about this. Women hate Trump. Black people hate Trump. Gay and lesbians hate Trump. And so what did I do? I went down to the exhibit room, and I saw that there were gays for Trump, lesbians for Trump. There was the Rainbow Coalition for Trump. Whatever they were calling themselves, there was a whole row that was there for Trump. And when I saw these black guys, I finally, Deontay Johnson was there. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. And I said, hey, come on over. I'm curious. Right? And so we came over and we had a great talk. So I've had him on from time to time on the show. And he was telling me, or he has been telling me all along, that Trump's popularity is growing in the black community. His support in the black community is growing. And still today, with everything going on, I think, you know, Kimberly's right from a standpoint. People are seeing through this. Right? They're seeing what's happening. And I hope that's true. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying she was wrong. She might have been wrong. I mean, I've been wrong before. Nothing new. Right? But I hope people really do see this. And I hope they really do push back and replace those morons that are coming up with these reasons, these laws, these whatever. I'm sorry. Michigan governor, this one just, I'm going, this, that can't be right. So a Michigan governor right now, she's setting up a coronavirus task force. You know what for? For the racial disparity. What do you do if you think, if it does affect more blacks and Hispanics than it does whites, are you going to take the coronavirus to court? What are you going to do with it? What's it have to do with? What's the reasons behind it? Is this a time for the task force? Are we serious? I mean, this is the same woman that had draconian rules just weeks ago as to who was going to be able to go out and do what and what they were going to be able to buy and not be able to buy. Now, she wants to know why this pandemic has disproportionately impacted communities of color throughout our state. Well, maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe in your state, you're not taking care of the black and Hispanic community properly. Maybe it's just happening inside of your borders. She said, for example, while African-Americans represent 13.6% of our state's population, they represent a staggering 40% of the deaths from COVID-19. Right? Well, instead of just throwing these numbers out, do we have any backup numbers to these? And what I mean by that was when she puts out the, you know, is the majority of these people living in the inner city? You know, somebody pointed out in Detroit the other day that the black numbers were high, the black death numbers were high. And they said, now let's put that in perspective. And they went down and listed that there's a large black community that lives and works in the city, a large black community that lives and works out at the airport. That makes a big difference, a big change. So you got to put these things in perspective. They have to make sense, and you've got to be comparing apples to apples. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sight. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. Again, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot happening up there and a lot going on that you really need to know about. Right? You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to have a clue. Let's just leave it at that. Because if you don't, then you're just spewing your party line, and I hate when you spew the party line. So I really do appreciate your time with us. And again, don't go far, because we've got so much going on. I mean, we've got great guests coming on. You know, Deontay Johnson, as I told you, I met him, I don't even want to say when I met him, a couple of years back. I'll leave it at that. And I met him at CPAC. I think it was the first year that, I believe it was the first year that President Trump was running. And we had, you know, we heard how much the black community, I've already told you this, hated Donald Trump. And when I saw these guys, I was intrigued. I had to call them over. And it wasn't when I first interviewed, it wasn't the fact that I went back and listened that here was a president who actually said he was gonna do more for the black people. He was gonna, you know, help them out more with entitlement programs and all. No, he came and said, "Give me a shot. I'll put you back to work. I'll make sure you have jobs available to you." It's a whole different process. Well, now Dr. Deontay is the president of Black Conservative Federation. I always so much enjoy when he's on with me. Dante, thanks for being with me. You there?
Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
I always appreciate your time with me, guy. So before we get really rolling into the conversation, tell people what the Black Conservative Federation is all about.
Well, the Black Conservative Federation serves as a hub for black conservatives, and something pretty much to where black conservatives no longer have to be alone in the fight. That we're coming together in the fight, we're helping each other alone, and we're going to fight to make sure that not just we are taken care of, that we're pulling people from the left, blacks from the left, and make sure they come over to the right. And we're telling them the policies of the right and why the policies of the right is right for them.
Oh, and more in line, not just right for them, but think about something, more in line to what they believe, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I tell people all the time that black Americans are historically conservative. They just don't know it yet.
So you have heard nothing but, I have, I won't say you. I've heard nothing but negative things when it comes to the black community and Donald Trump. And as the years have gone on, now you've gotten to know him. I'm envious of you because I see all kinds of pictures of you at the White House with him. And has he changed at all? He's still in support of the black community. I mean, he's just always been there for you, hasn't he?
He has, and you know, yes, has he changed? He's actually gotten better every day. You know, you want to talk about a politician who's actually doing what they said? That is Donald J. Trump. He is promises made, promises kept, and you know, he's actually keeping promises he didn't even make.
Wow, it's good to hear that.
Talk about that.
Well, let's talk about what he's done for the black community. And let's talk about the fact that he's willing to, you know, stick with it. He doesn't care what they're saying around him. And no matter what he does for the black community, the Democrats, and I think we've had one black Democrat out of, where was he? One black Democrat out of Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, that has actually agreed to endorse the president because of what he has done for the black community. Right?
Absolutely. Vernon Jones, I actually had the pleasure of speaking with him last week. And, you know, he said it so clearly. He said that I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And that is the key. And that's the key for so many people who have come over to the right is because they're waking up. We have constantly had to deal with failed policies and broken promises. Failed policies and broken promises. And you know what? The black community, they're getting tired, they're waking up, and they're coming over to the right.
So, let's just, I mean, again, I want to stay on this for a little bit because we're hearing how he's losing that community because they're losing jobs and what have you. But everybody's losing jobs. I don't believe that President Trump goes looking for what he can do for the black community or for the Hispanic community or the woman community or the gay community. I think he actually goes looking for helping Americans out. Where have we failed or where we have an issue that he can step in and help out with? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that because, you know, we look at before coronavirus, look at the unemployment rate. Unemployment rates amongst African Americans is an all-time low. Amongst Latino Americans, all-time low. Amongst women, all-time low. Let's talk about women business owners. +400% increase. We're talking about great things here, and he is a real champion for minorities altogether.
All right. So what is of late do you see him doing and you wish he'd do more of?
You know, the president, you know, I want him to continue his leadership with the coronavirus and everything that he's doing to make sure that all states are taken care of and all citizens are taken care of and all citizens are represented. Before President Trump and far beyond, you know, the black community has been forgotten. They have been forgotten, and under President Trump, they're no longer forgotten. You look at a community as in Chicago, where I'm from, and you look into the Roseland community, you look into the Inglewood community. What he's done with opportunity zones, that is making sure that those communities will start to thrive again, which means they're not going to just thrive again, but people are going to have jobs. People are now going to be able to not just live in any old shack, but they're going to be able to live in things that they can be proud about, live in a community they can be proud to say that this is my community.
Oh, yeah. No, I love this. I think it's wonderful because you finally got people actually seeing, and I think that's what was scaring the Democrats to a big degree. You actually can see what was going on. You can actually see the changes that were happening in these communities and the great work that was being done, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And people are now being able to see what the president is doing for them. We talk about, and our chief of staff can elaborate more on this, being an HBCU grad, what he's done for HBCUs, $360 million allocated for HBCUs. And then he turned around and requested another $400 million. And then he said, you know what? What the heck? Let's just get permanent funding. Why did you get permanent funding? President Trump made sure that that happened.
I think this is great because, again, we don't get to hear the black community speak out that much. We get some of the, pardon me for putting it this way, but we get some of the bigger names that would speak out kind of on a regular basis, but it's such a small number. And I think we need to see more groups like you speaking out to the support of the president. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because we both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points. plants because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And we're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points, the NASDAQ down 89, the S&P 500 off 51. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And really being part of the solution, because that means you're part of the conversation. You got to talk about it. And you know what? You got to talk about it with people that you may not agree with. I know, it's kind of tough, right? I have to swallow my pride sometimes, too. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. Deontay Johnson, president of the Black Conservative Federation. Also, Quentin Jordan now joins us as the chief of staff to the Black Conservative Federation. Gentlemen, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so listen, let me finish up with Deontay, then we'll move on to Quentin. But, you know, you guys, in today's world, it's very tough to get your message out. And one of the things that you need to do, you need to continually do, obviously, is try to get your message out. How are you getting that? How are you doing that? How are you reaching your people across the country?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And I've been in this movement for a while, but I can tell you that before President Trump, we were a silent group. Since President Trump, we have increased Black conservatives, and the voices have become more, and so therefore there are more Black voices to where you have more people projecting the voice, and so we're giving people training on messaging. We're doing interviews like yours. We're making sure we're taking advantage of everything that's happening through social media. And we're taking advantage of making sure that we're promoting the policies that draw people to the Republican Party.
You know, Quentin, to his point that you're reaching out, is the movement growing? Is the movement of Black American support growing for President Trump? And I'll even go further with that. And the party as a whole.
Yeah, so to Deontay's point, before Trump, you know, people weren't as excited to speak out and, you know, make the claim that they're Black conservatives. That has changed tremendously for our organization. And so we now have state directors in, I want to say, 20-plus states at this point.
Wow.
And the numbers within each of those states is growing daily. And on top of that, not only do we have more Blacks speaking out in favor of conservatism, in favor of the president, but you also have those Blacks who aren't as eager to speak out, but who are still very much in favor of the conservative values that we're raised on and in favor of the president. For myself specifically, my parents, they have military background. they're not going to be at the forefront championing, you know, President Trump, just because that's not their personality type. But they're voting for President Trump in November. Their friends are going out voting for President Trump in November. And we have these household conversations on a daily basis about what's going on in the black community. And everybody's excited.
I got to tell you guys, I've always been amazed because the black community, the black community I grew up in and around was always very conservative, or, conservative viewpoints, conservative values. I am amazed. I don't want to say they've sold out, but they've given in to a false narrative. Do you agree? I lost somebody. Yeah, all right, we'll go with Quentin. Quentin, do you agree?
I definitely agree. I don't want to credit this to the Democratic Party, but what the Democratic Party has done historically that the Republican Party hasn't done is, reach out to the black community. And what we've seen change tremendously with this administration is that instead of assuming that the Democrats are going to get the black vote, they've taken a stance and said, we're going after that black vote. I think the numbers that we'll see in favor of the president will reflect the efforts that they put in place.
Yeah, I hope he can still carry you. There's a lot of people. I got to tell you guys something, and maybe I'm on drugs, but I don't think this is going to affect the president as much as some people think it is, this whole coronavirus thing. I think when the truth starts to come forward, they're going to see what he actually really did and what really happened or what he was really willing to do. Are you measuring that out in the black community? I got to tell you something, Quentin. I even am uncomfortable saying this because it's the American community. It's not just the black community. You happen to be Americans that are black, but it's really funny how we've had to work hard, and or the president has had to work hard to win over a community that's been ignored for decades, as far as I'm concerned. Correct?
Correct. And what we're seeing and what we're hearing a lot is that we know that no one has all the answers for, what's going on with this pandemic. But we have seen with the president and his administration is that they're trying. They're working hard each and every day. He's getting in front of the camera. He's answering the tough questions. And he's truly reaching out, trying to make a difference in people's lives, who've been impacted in one way or another by this pandemic. That doesn't go ignored. I mean, it may get drowned out by the voices of the mass media and the fake news network, but in households across the country, especially in black communities, people are taking notice. People are, in favor of what he's doing.
Deontay, we have you back again?
I'm here.
All right, so listen, I'm hearing through the grapevine that this coronavirus is now targeting the black community, and somehow something has woken up in the cell structure of this virus, and it is going after the black and Hispanic communities. Last Friday I said something. I got a little heat for it. I said, look, just take Detroit. You're talking about Detroit and how heavily the black community is hit in Detroit. Well, first, it is a heavy black community. A lot of blacks work at the airport. They work at all those areas where there's a congestion of people around. I'm not a scientist here, but really? Do we really have to go down that road? Do you feel like you're being targeted, not given enough resources in the black community to fight this?
Well, I think, the biggest problem is, and the Surgeon General Adams has explained this multiple times, is the biggest problem is pre-existing conditions. You have pre-existing conditions from diabetes, heart, high blood pressure, asthma, and I think that causes an effect on that and why we're seeing so much of a high level of this. And it's just, we want to talk about the immune systems of the black community. So I think that plays a major role. And then you have to look at it is something I believe is that, we started out, the rumor was that black people could not get this. And then it went back to now black people, some people actually thought that, and they didn't take heed to what was actually happening.
what was actually happening, taking heed to the warning signs. And so I think there's so many factors, but I think the biggest factor is pre-existing conditions that's in the black community. And so I think there's a discussion that we have about the health disparity even before the coronavirus.
Well, yeah, look, I don't disagree. What I don't like, though, is almost they're trying to make it sound like Trump and others don't care about the black community, and that's why it's hitting your community harder. And I'm going, that's the furthest from the truth.
That's definitely not the case. I think, you know, there is nothing that president, you know, I think some people think that, and not even just the black community, I think some people really think that the president just went over to China and picked up this coronavirus and dropped it off in the United States. And so people don't really understand that, you know, these are things that we have to discuss that before we even got to the coronavirus, when we talk about the health disparity, when we talk about, you know, high blood pressure being the number one killers in the black community. And then you want to throw in a pandemic in there. And we already know that the coronavirus is not friendly to people with lower immune systems. You add those both together, then you have your answer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hate that everything they take, they turn it into a racial issue, a xenophobia issue, whatever you want to call it. It just drives me out of my mind, and I wish they would stop doing it, because it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't do any good for any community whatsoever, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I don't think, you know, and I think there are some people who are race baiting this. I saw Saturday Don Lemon and Van Jones hosted a CNN special on the race of COVID. And so there are people, you do have your race baiters who are still pushing us to make it a race issue. But one good thing about our president is he attacked this issue very early on. He talked about it, and he brought on our Surgeon General who elaborated on it.
Yeah, I'll talk more about that inside the break. I think it's hilarious that they called his team an all-white supremacist team. I think the Surgeon General is African-American. Not sure, but I'm just guessing here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Met these guys, I was looking up some old numbers back in 2016-17 when President Trump ran for office. And I met Deontay Johnson at CPAC in D.C. And, man, I got to tell you something. I have been so impressed at the growth of this group, the energy and the consistency. You know, during election times, what you see a lot with a bunch of different groups is you'll see this group show up at a couple of conservative conventions, and they're rah-rah, and then they fizzle away, and they go away, and you never see them again. You'll see splinters or factions of them, but you never really see them again, okay? But this group has been growing and growing and growing, and I told you, I was joking earlier, kind of envious. I see Deontay at the White House and events like that on a regular basis. Always appreciate the fact of, you know, how hard he's worked to get where he's at today. So Deontay Johnson joins me, president of the Black Conservative Federation, and Quentin Jordan, also chief of staff to the Black Conservative Federation. Gentlemen, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time here.
Yeah, thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
You know, I really do enjoy having you guys on because I love hearing about the work that you and how you're sticking with it and you're staying with it. And I would imagine, As is in some communities, you guys aren't openly welcome when you start talking about Trump and how your community should be getting behind Trump instead of, you know, giving him such a hard time, right?
You know, this is the thing, and they say it all the time. You know, I will tell you this. I'm going to go anywhere that people are willing to discuss solutions. One thing about the Black Conservative Federation that separates us from other organizations is our main focus is creating solutions to create a better America for the Black community. I tell people all the time, every day I wake up in the morning, I wake up to make sure that I leave an America for my nieces and nephews and future children that is freer than it was when I inherited. And so I'm going to, they may not welcome me, but I'm going to go in anyway. My grandmother says this all the time is, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. I love the Black community. And even though I'm Republican and they may not love me back or embrace me back, there is nothing they can do about it. I'm still going to fight hard every single day to make sure that the Black community has a better, better life.
Well, and that's what we all should be doing. We all should be willing to pound away, make a difference, and not worry about what people are saying around you, doing around you. Just doing the right thing would just change the world, really, especially in the political world. If we'd stop realizing or we'd stop allowing them to get us to believe that they're our enemy, whoever they are, but they're our enemy, I think it could change things tremendously. At least I do. Now, there's an active attack. But basically, the Democrats are trying to woo the Black community back. How can they possibly woo them back at this point when you look at already what's been done? And again, not that Trump targeted the Black community to go make them love him. He just went and did the things that were right that should have been done decades ago from a group who said that they were all in for the Black, Hispanic, and other minority communities.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time the Democrats had to actually fight for the Black vote?
2020.
Under President Trump, we see articles now that where there's articles going to the Democrats are putting more money into the Black community because, the Trump campaign is actually having, they now have community centers all over the country now in black neighborhoods. They're now talking about criminal justice reform. We have lowest unemployment rate amongst African Americans. There is so much winning happening that they're saying, oh, we've been asleep at the wheel. We got to actually go to some of these churches and we got to actually do something. Imagine that.
Exactly. Imagine that. I find this amazing. How many, you know, one of the things I always notice, whether it's with the minority community, whether it's with the Black community, Hispanic community, what have you, there's always those naysayers that no matter what somebody does, you can't change them. You can't get them to look. You can't get them to pay attention. And is he breaking through that in the Black community? Is it really people just looking at what he's done and what he's doing and how he's making things better and coming over? Or there's something that's just never going to change?
I think it's, and I'll let Quentin elaborate more on this, I think it's a combination of all of that. I want to go back to when we talked about what he's done for the HBCU community. That, and Quentin is a graduate of the HBCU community, so I'm going to let him go into that. But okay, there is so much that he's done in HBCU communities that has woke people up to where they're like, wow, he's done more than President Obama has done, or any other president has done when it comes to that. So they're just looking at different, they're doing a compare and contrast, and some people are just waking up and coming over.
Yeah, go ahead, Quentin.
Yeah,
pick up on that.
And to Deontay's point about what this administration has done for HBCUs, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you support these HBCUs, you're supporting, you know, the entire Black community, not just the HBCU population, because every Black person in America, I think I'm comfortable saying this, has at least one friend or family member who is a graduate or a product of an HBCU. And these people are often very vocal in our community. These are the people that are going back and recruiting more students to HBCUs. These are the people who are just advocating for, you know, Blacks to pursue higher education in general. And that's a very powerful voice in the community. And when you have that group of people telling you, hey, look, this president and this administration have looked out for us in ways that no other has done in recent history, that speaks volumes.
No, I agree with you. I just wish more people would look at what was really actually happening as opposed to what they're hearing the other side. You know, they're being bombarded by the CNNs of the world on how he's leaving certain communities behind. I mean, this thing with the coronavirus attacking the minority community, it has not been looked at, as Deontay said earlier, you know, there's been years of neglect in certain areas, and this is what happens when you have that. No, they're making it sound like President Trump is neglecting the black and Hispanic community today, right now, with their needs, and that's why this is growing in the black and Hispanic community. That's just unfair, isn't it?
You know, it is, Quentin. Yeah, what I was going to say is, I think anybody who's paying, you know, close attention to the situation knows that it's unfair to place this blame on the president and this administration. People who are following the situation, they know that the president is doing everything in his power to, you know, try to get us back to a state of normalcy, right? And, you know, his statements have been, I've built the greatest economy in the world. Once this is over and I'll get us through this, I'll do it again for the second time. And I think when people see that happen and they hear statements of reassurance like that, you know, it just speaks to the level of leadership that we have in this country.
So, Quentin, let me ask you first, and then I'll ask Deontay, is were you always a Republican / conservative? Were you a Democrat that started to see what was really going on? You sat back and looked at things and decided you felt more in line with the conservatives? How did you become a Trump supporter, we'll say, over the years?
Great question. I think my story is pretty consistent with most, you know, blacks who grow up in Democratic households and Democratic communities. I'm from Chicago, which is strongly Democratic. I come from a Democratic household. So my first real exposure to conservatism was when I went away to college. And I had the pleasure of running into a phenomenal woman by the name of Kay Coles James, who's current president over at the Heritage Foundation. And, you know, she didn't push conservatism down my throat. What she did was, you know, got me out of my comfort zone and challenged me to be a solutionist. And she placed problems in front of me, you know, the most pressing issues that the country was facing at the time, and told me, just come up with a solution. You know, and when I did that, I started doing research. And, you know, my thoughts were more so in line with the conservative values that I had grew up on. I just didn't know that they were conservative values until that time. And so when I noticed that, it was an easy decision for me to say, hey, let me take a step back from the Democratic side and start looking into what Republicans have to offer. And since then, you know, I've been an advocate for the Republican Party and conservative values, and I've challenged people in my circle and my community to do the same thing, and it's been very beneficial.
Yeah, you have to challenge. You can't just swallow this stuff when they send it to you. I tell our people the same thing. You really, 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 you've got to look at what they're saying. You got to check out what they're saying. You can't just swallow the last Twitter line that you've seen. Deontay, he stole all your time. You got about 45 seconds left. Tell people how they get more involved with the Black Conservative Federation and how they can see what you're doing and the great things that you're doing across the country.
Well, the great thing is the Black Conservative Federation is now going virtual, so they can follow us on Twitter at @BCFOfficial_. They can visit us at blackgop.us. They can also see us in on Facebook. If they want to know more information, we're always accepting donations, and we're always looking for people to get involved, black, white, or anyone who just wants to be a contributor.
Yeah, I love what you guys do. Keep up the same work. Do great work. Don't let anybody discourage you, and you're always welcome back on the show, gentlemen. God bless. Joe Machine, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, smorgasbord of information. Yes, we're going to do coronavirus, too, but a lot of other things going on in the world you need to know about. We'll be back in a little bit.